Hello and welcome. I'm Kit Fury, the creator of this guided self-study program, Freedom from Self-Doubt, Three Fast, Easy Ways to Boost Your Self-Love and Accept Your Magnificence. Now, just a friendly reminder that I'm expecting that you've already listened to the companion audio instant breakthrough session, the one that has to do with addressing global beliefs, and the title is Lighten Up When You Take Out Some Head Trash. It's essential that you have that introductory instruction to your subconscious that's available in that audio. You need that in place as you go forward through this program. You need that preliminary cue all clear. Either that, or you must have read the instruction in the handout that accompanies this program, the step-by-step guide for how to use Be Set Free Fast. Also, as you get started, go ahead and gather up the material essentials. Get several sheets of paper, something to write with, or your journal, and do get some drinking water so that you can stay well hydrated. Also, print off the study guide that accompanies this program. As I guide you through the exercises in this segment of the program, feel free to pause the audio. Take as much time as you wish to reflect. Now, if you're familiar with any of my other guided self-study programs, you'll notice that there's a pattern to the organizational structure and that I often use the same language patterns. I do this very consciously. The more predictable that I can be for your subconscious, the greater will be your sense of profound safety. And consequently, the deeper that you will be able to go and the more profound will be your results. As a matter of fact, as soon as your subconscious gets the pattern of what I'm doing, it begins to work even more efficiently. It's like I show up wearing the same outfit so that your other than conscious mind instantly recognizes me as the wise and safe guide for this adventure. Now, for this first exercise, what we're going to be doing is gathering up resources. So what I'd like you to do is get your paper and pen and identify three role models, three heroes or sheroes who embody and exude and demonstrate the qualities in human beings that you really admire. I encourage you to put some thought into this. Just drop into your heart. Get in touch with the qualities, the characteristics that you most admire, and allow yourself to become aware of the people who embody that for you. And it doesn't actually need to be an existing human being. It can be a character in a book, because what we're doing is we are putting your heart in touch with what you admire. So for each of your heroes or sheroes, we're going to be identifying how they hold their physical bodies, noticing what their internal dialogue is. In other words, what is their self-talk? What is their work in the world if they are a well-known figure? What are the feelings that seem to be predominant for them? So let me give you an example. I chose as one of my role models the Dalai Lama. So I call to mind a time when I actually have a memory of watching him. I've made a mental note of how he holds his body, what his face looks like, what he's saying, the quality of his voice, and other things that I can observe simply by looking at him in my mind's eye. I've chosen the quality of joy, and he is the person who represents that for me. Then I floated up out from behind my eyes and just imagined that I was settling down into his body behind his eyes, noticing his thoughts, noticing his feelings. And then for all that, I asked myself, what is the color that represents the joy that he exudes? And my color is a green gold, with the sound of laughing and the ping of that pure crystal, like flicking a crystal goblet. Then I ask myself, for all that he represents in terms of joy for me, what is a symbol that represents the fullness of that? And to my surprise, actually, it was a gondola that came to mind. Then when I thought about it, I sort of smiled, because one of the moments when I experienced profound joy was taking my children to Venice, and we spent time together in a gondola, and I felt that kind of joy that the Dalai Lama represents to me. So that's what our next exercise is going to be. Feel free to pause the audio now if you need to identify your three role models, and then I will guide you through the exercise. So go ahead and focus now on your first role model. You might, with your mind's eye, imagine that that person or character is present 6 to 8 feet in front of you so that you can see that person with your inner eye. Notice how your hero or shiro holds his or her body. Is it upright? How are they breathing? Is their breath high in the chest or low in the belly? How do you know that they are exuding the quality or characteristic, the value that you admire? Just go ahead and make a note of that information. Then allow yourself to just take a deep breath and float up out from behind your eyes and slip gently down in behind the eyes of your role model. And as you allow yourself to settle down into this experience, notice how it feels to be present inside the body of this person. Notice the ease and comfort. Notice the thoughts. Allow yourself to become aware of what's in the heart of this person, and allow yourself to savor and fully experience the feelings. And when you feel complete, go ahead and float up out from behind the eyes of your role model. You might silently acknowledge and release that image and jot down all the information that you gathered about the quality that this person exudes that you so admire. And then ask yourself, if that quality were a color, what is that color? And just allow yourself to know or become aware of a color that represents this quality for you. And what is the sound of that quality? And it's absolutely acceptable for you to add a sound, your favorite sound, in the event you don't hear one with your inner ear. And when you think about the fullness of the quality or characteristic that this person represents for you, what is a symbol that represents this quality? And go ahead and make a note of that now, taking all the time you need. Feel free to pause the audio until you're ready for your next role model. And when you're ready, go ahead in your mind's eye, invite the image of your second role model to appear 6 to 8 feet in front of you, and notice this person's body. Are the shoulders symmetrical? How is the person breathing? And when you're ready, float up out from behind your eyes and gently settle down in behind the eyes of your role model, noticing how it feels to be present in the body, the comfort, the ease. Notice how the body is positioned and how that experience is for you from the inside out. Allow yourself to become aware of the thoughts, the beliefs, and allow yourself to drop down into this person's heart and feel the feelings that are there. And when you feel complete, float up out from behind the eyes of your role model, silently thanking your role model and releasing that image, making a note of everything you observed about this quality that you admire. And when you're ready, just ask yourself, if all of these qualities, all this information were a color, what is the color that represents this quality I value? What is the sound? What is the feeling that I associate with this quality? And what is the symbol that for me represents this quality? And just allow yourself to become aware of that symbol now, taking all the time you need. Feel free to pause the audio until you feel complete and you're ready to experience your next role model. Once again, in your mind's eye, invite the presence of your third hero or shero to appear 6 to 8 feet out in front of you in your mind's eye. And just notice what you notice about how this person stands, carries himself or herself, what you notice about his or her face, breathing. How do their eyes look? And when you're ready, float up out from behind your eyes and slip gently in behind the eyes of your role model, noticing how it feels to be inside the body of this person, looking through the eyes of this person. Go ahead and notice the thoughts, the internal dialogue. What is this person saying to him or herself? What does this person believe about the world? How is it that this person feels and experiences this quality that you so admire? And also allow yourself to become aware of what's in the heart of this person. How does this quality you so admire feel from inside the heart of your role model? Go ahead and take all the time you need, and when you feel complete, float up out from behind the eyes of your role model and gently float back in down behind your eyes, making a note of your experience, thanking and releasing your role model. And just ask yourself, if all of this information that I've just become aware of, that represents this quality I value, if it were a color, what is that color? And what is the sound that represents this quality? And now allow yourself to become aware of a symbol that represents the fullness and richness of this quality that you admire. And when you've become aware of the symbol, go ahead and pause the audio and jot down what you have become aware of. And we'll continue in a moment. Now I invite you to relax even more deeply. Take a deep breath all the way down into your lower abdomen. And from your heart and in your mind's eye, once again, invite the presence of these three role models to stand in front of you. Feel free to physically stand up if you wish. And allow yourself to be acknowledged by each of these people. Allow yourself to hear from their higher self, whether you know them in this physical world or not. Allow them to acknowledge you, to hear you, to see you, and allow yourself to receive what each of these role models shares with you about your magnificence. Go ahead and pause the audio now as you turn and face each of your role models in turn, allowing yourself to fully receive the gift of the message they have for you. And when you feel complete, bow to each and once again release their image from your awareness. Let's talk about what happened here. You've taken the time to identify three human qualities that you admire. You've noticed them and experienced them through the eyes of someone that you honor, that you admire and acknowledge. And then you had a chance to hear and receive feedback from each of them, discovering that those qualities are present in you. Now, of all the qualities that you would like to embody, I invite you to take time with this exercise. We've done it three times, but certainly there are additional qualities that you admire in others and that you want to express in the world. So again, the process is, what is the quality that you admire? Who is a role model who demonstrates that to you? How do they demonstrate it? How do they express it in the world? And when you've gathered that information, take it one step further and allow your other than conscious mind to bring into your conscious awareness a symbol that represents that quality for you. And then allow yourself to receive the feedback. Allow yourself to be acknowledged, to be heard, and to be seen by the role model. So you can go through this stage in the exercise as many times as you wish until you have truly amplified your repertoire of qualities that you wish to embody and have taken the time to acknowledge and receive feedback on about the reality that you already do embody those qualities. Now, the reason that I've set up the exercise this way is that often it is easier to see the bright light in others than it is to acknowledge it in ourselves. So I'm having you identify what matters to you, notice it in another, and then as the final step, receive feedback so that you can open up to the reality that you express that. All of this information kind of builds to the answer for you to the question, who am I and who do I choose to be, free of the illusory patterns that I have assembled during this earthly journey. So truly, take all the time that you need, and in this next stage of the exercise, we're going to take those qualities, you're going to float above the timeline of your life, and allow your other than conscious mind to identify all the points, all the moments, all the instances in this lifetime when you experienced something that was out of alignment with these qualities that you so admire. Those moments when you were judged or criticized, or judged or criticized yourself, or when someone did something and you made a meaning, you interpreted their behavior as meaning that you were somehow less than or not good enough. So that's what we're going to do in the next exercise. But again, take time with this first step to find within yourself these pure qualities that you admire. Then in this next stage, we're going to gather up the moments in your memory bank that are out of alignment with these qualities.
and change that. Pause the audio now until you feel ready for the next step.
Okay, so now imagine that you are holding a clear sphere and there is a dot in the middle, and the dot can look however it is you would wish it to be. Mine is just a kind of like a little black dot. Now in this sphere, in the dot represents everything that you are consciously aware of. So just simply know and intend to place into this dot, in this clear sphere, those symbols that represent the qualities that you admire. Remember, your other than conscious mind processes information at the rate of 400 billion bits of data per second. I will pause briefly just to be courteous to your conscious mind, but we could go like, as they say, greased lightning through this, and all of the instructions would be followed. In fact, everything is happening far more quickly than our conscious minds can comprehend. So in the dot, you have placed now the resources, the qualities that you admire in others, and you are beginning to discover are present in yourself. Directing your other than conscious mind on all levels known and unknown to place into the sphere any other patterns that are in any way aligned with your divine ideal blueprint. Anything that you haven't thought of, that your higher self knows is a quality associated with your essence, your soul signature. And now as you hold this sphere, imagine that there is a line on the floor that represents the timeline of your life. You are standing in the present, and for the sake of convenience, I'm going to just imagine that your past is to the left. So go ahead, holding your sphere in your mind's eye, float up out from behind your eyes, back along your timeline, back, floating above your timeline at the moment before your conception. And now intending that your sphere has become this miraculous magnetic tool for gathering up all the energy and patterns that are out of alignment with your true essence. Just allow yourself to float forward in time from the moment of your conception, gathering up all the patterns on your timeline, all the energy that is out of alignment with these qualities that are your true essence. And as you look down at your timeline, you might notice that all the incidents, the experiences that you've had that are out of alignment with your true self appear as pushpins on the timeline, or maybe points of light. Maybe you don't see anything at all, but just simply know that your sphere now, as this miraculous magnetic tool, is gathering up all patterns of limitation all along your timeline as you float forward into this moment. And when you're here, drop down behind your eyes, holding in front of you this crystal sphere that has now gathered up the patterns of limitation from your past. Allow your awareness now to drop down into your heart, and from this space of your heart, simply intend to invoke the violet flame called by some angel fire. And you can just imagine that it's coming in through the top of your head and from your heart, down into your heart, filling your heart, and from your heart, it beams out now to fill your sphere. And for everything, for all the patterns that are out of alignment with these pristine, essential qualities that are your true nature, simply think or say, all clear, and allow the violet flame to transmute those patterns, allowing your other than conscious mind on all levels to clear, transform, and transmute all beliefs, patterns, perceptions, emotions,
and energetic frequencies that are out of alignment with these qualities that you so admire in others and in yourself.
I'll take a few moments now. Make a note on your study guide or in your journal of anything that's opened up for you as a result of this exercise. And do go ahead and reflect on the questions in the study guide. And I'll join you for the next exercise as soon as you're ready.